We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Good morning. Good morning. Please, please, please. I love a standing ovation even before I said anything. Let me end right there. It is great to be back in Niagara Falls, great to be back in Western New York, great to see such a fantastic turnout. Let me make a couple of acknowledgments first. Our superstar, Lieutenant Governor Kathy Hochul, let's give her a round of applause. My friend, our great mayor, Paul Deister, great to be with you, Mayor. Our New York State Assemblyman, Angelo Marinello. Good to be with you, Angelo. We have Robert Gioia, who has contributed so much to this community in so many different ways. Pleasure to be with you, Robert. We have Jeff Belt, who's our REDC co-chair. Thank you for your good work. I would like to mention we lost a great friend of mine, great friend of labor, Russ Quarantello, who I would normally see at an event like this, and let's give him a round of applause for the good work he did for all of us. And we have our ESDC, Mr. Western New York, Howard Zemsky, who's with us today. You may have noticed when Howard Zemsky walked in, he is walking with a limp. He says that he damaged his leg. He will not say exactly how he damaged his leg, just that he damaged his leg. There are a number of rumors about how he damaged the leg, and I don't like to spread rumors because, you know, you could just unfairly characterize, but there are three main rumors as to how he hurt his leg. The first rumor is that in a reckless effort to reclaim his youth, he believed he could still play tennis, and he went out and he ruptured the ligaments in his knee. That's the first rumor. And on that one, you know, when you get older, you have to embrace it. You just have to embrace Mother Nature's deterioration. The second rumor is that he was attacked by a mayor who did not win a DRI award. That is the second rumor. The third rumor is that his leg is not actually injured at all. And there is a coincidental circumstance here where he called me a few weeks ago and he said, you know, I was planning to take a few weeks off this summer as a vacation. It's been 8 years, I haven't had a vacation. I said, that's not going to work, Howard. You know, I wrote into the bylaws of the state, no state official can take a vacation unless death, which is not really a vacation, but he said, well, I really wanted to take a vacation. I said, no, I'm sorry, no vacations. He then calls 2 days later and he says, I injured my knee and I'm going to be out for a few weeks. Now, those could have been two totally coincidental conversations. And I would never suggest or further the rumor that he didn't really hurt himself. It's just an excuse to have a vacation. But I did notice, I was with him the other day, and he was limping on his left leg. Today, he is limping on his right leg. So, I don't want to draw any conclusions, but you can draw your own. Injured or not, he has been such a sense of intellect and drive and energy. And if there's a person who is single-handedly dedicated to the resurgence of Western New York and successful at it, it is Howard Zemsky, injured or not. Let's give him a round of applause. So why are we all here? Why do we all do what we do? What does it mean to be a governor and the mayor and local legislators and assembly people? We all try to do the same thing, which is, how do we make the state better? How do we make Western New York better? How do we make Niagara better? It's that simple, really. We all try to do it different ways, different levels, but that's the goal, how to make it better. Better for ourselves, but even more better for our children, right? I'm 62 years old, and I'm pretty far down the road, and I did okay. The question is, how are my children going to do? And the obligation as a parent, as a citizen, which is universal, is you want to leave this place better than you found it. You want to leave this place better for your children than you found it. You want them to have a better home than you had. You want them to have more opportunity than you had. You want them to have a safer place than we now live in. And that's what we're all trying to do. And we do it from three basic different levels. From state government, we do it regionally, and then we do it locally, local government, and on the community level. And from the top down, from the bottom up, everybody working to the same end. On the state side, I am proud of what we've done. We haven't done enough. It'll never be enough. But we work at it 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. And the state has never done more for upstate New York than it has during my administration. That is not even close. Truth is, Albany was blind to the needs of upstate New York for a lot of years. They were too focused on downstate New York. We reversed that. $44 billion investment in upstate New York that had every asset, every resource you needed. They just needed a partner to help bring it all together. We focused on Western New York like a laser beam from day one. And Western New York is a different Western New York than it was 8 years ago on any measure, any economic measure, any population measure. And most importantly, when you look in the faces of people, you see a sense of hope and energy that you didn't see before. We have young people coming back to Western New York. What better sign can you have than that? After decades of seeing young people leave to find their future somewhere else, you now have a nation that says, did you hear what's going on in Buffalo and Niagara and Western New York and young people coming back? We have more private sector jobs in the state of New York today than ever before in history. How about that? Housing prices in Niagara County have gone up 20% in the past 4 years, and that's important. That's the largest single investment for most families. Unemployment rate in Niagara County when we started, 9%. You know what it is today? 4%, less than half. So the arrows are pointed in the right direction, and the state's doing what the state needs to do, and we're going to keep doing it. On the regional level, the Buffalo Billion and that regional approach has been working extraordinarily well. We did a lot in Buffalo. We've done a lot in Niagara Falls, all through Niagara County. 8 new hotels now in Niagara. 8 new hotels since we started. That's like unimaginable. The investment in the aquarium, the new conference center investment, the land acquisition fund to acquire land so that the city could then repurpose it, the culinary center at Niagara Community College, the Niagara State Park investment. It was a disgrace, the Niagara State Park. And now it's something to be proud of. We saved the Maid of the Mist. We saved the Buffalo Bills, which I think was a great moral and psychic as well as economic boost to keep the Buffalo Bills here. So regionally, we're doing very, very well. And I'm pleased, and I want to thank the Regional Economic Development Council that's doing a great job. Let's give them a round of applause. And then the third level was local government and the local community coming together to develop their own strategy to enhance that growth, right? So the state's doing what the state can, the region's doing what the region can, but it all happens on the local level because that's really where you get the traction. And that's really where you have the knowledge. I don't know Niagara Falls the way the people in this room know Niagara Falls. And your knowledge on how to come up with a specific strategy for your own backyard is what's most important. But you need funds to do it. So we started a new program called the DRI, because in government everything has to have an acronym because they don't know how to use words. DRI stands for Downtown Revitalization Initiative. And we said to local governments, you come up with your own downtown revitalization plan. You know what you need. You know what areas are doing well. You know what areas are not doing well. You fashion a specific plan for your downtown area. And you put in a plan that was really smart and intelligent and impressed a lot of people. And what I like about it is it addresses probably the largest improvement we're making, which is that Robert Moses Expressway, and God bless Robert Moses, he tried to help, but that man saw a shoreline, and he then saw a highway. I mean, that's what he did. And all across the state, you have these expressways next to the water because that's where the land was available. But long term, what happened was we cut off the community from the waterfront. And we now know how powerful a magnet waterfront is for development. Look at Canal Side, which has just been extraordinary. So we said we're going to take the Robert Moses Expressway down. Reconnect the community with the waterfront. That is a major transformation moment. And what your plan does, in my opinion, is it exploits and builds on that movement. And it takes the Bridge District, which does need investment and does need help, and it focuses on that district in a very intelligent way. There's a residential component. There's a connection for Main Street and a path to get to the water. So I think it hits all the points. And it's a very smart plan. Otherwise, I wouldn't be here today. Now, the context for what happened with the Democrat, the DRI. We have 10, we anticipated 10 winning spots. And the winners would get a maximum award of up to $10 million, okay? So 10 winners, maximum award of up to $10 million. What happened is we got close to 100 applications for the 10 spots, which in some ways is good news. It said the program was right, and you have a lot of downtown areas that are coming up with creative plans. The practical issue is you have 100 applications and you can only have 10 winners with the maximum of $10 million. Now look, everybody wants to be first. Everybody wants to win. Everybody has to be win the maximum amount. And if they don't, you know, we're not good at calibrating expectations, right? To win 10 awards out of 100, you have to be in the top 10%. That's a very high bar. To win the full $10 million, you have to be in a very, very elite category. And sometimes this is an iterative process because we do this year after year. So the plans tend to get better the more you do it because you build on the success in the past, right? And everybody knows that my heart is in Western New York. My lieutenant governor is in Western New York. We've shown our commitment and our love to Western New York. So if there was any way we could be helpful, we want to be helpful. But you have to be realistic in your expectations. And yes, you want to be first and you want $10 million. But being in the second tranche means you're in the top 20%. That's good, right? And sometimes you can't always be number one. Not everybody can be number one. Do you understand the context that I'm trying to establish? Am I communicating the calibration? Okay. With that calibration in mind, it is my pleasure to announce that you have won in the DRI first place $10 million. Congratulations.
Hello, everyone. Great to be here. That's a very hard announcement to follow. It's very hard to be a speaker after that. I want to say I've been recuperating for a couple of months, and I terribly missed being teased that way. Very peaceful 2 months. Terrible. I added the handrail for some extra drama. Although I couldn't remember which leg to limp with. It's always good to be, great to be with the governor, great to be with the lieutenant governor, the mayor, the Western New York delegation, Mr. Gioia, all of you, and for all the amazing work that you've all done, and we've made so much incredible progress here in Niagara Falls and across Western New York. I do want to recognize the DiCamillo family. There are some members of the DiCamillo family. Could you just raise your hand? Oh, they're right here. Thank you. Way to go. The DiCamillo family needs no explanation to anyone in this room. 99 years in business as a family business. I know how much the governor respects family and respects family businesses, and we all thank you for your tremendous commitment. I know as well the family's making a $500,000 investment to expand their business here in Niagara Falls, which is great. And Governor, I wanted to show you, this is not a joke, DiCamillo, they have these amazing tins. They do some really wonderful, they design these. Not only are the products inside so fabulous, but the tins themselves are like collector's items. And they caught the interest, actually, of your parents. And the DiCamillos wanted me to let you know that they have included in this tin a note from your mother from 1990 and a check paid by your father in 1990 for what was then a very large order of cookies. So this is a tradition in your family. You may or may not remember these cookies from back in 1990, but it's an amazing family business, so let's hear it for the DiCamillo. It's Sometimes I have the opportunity to go first and make the announcement. Sometimes I go second and just get teased, which is good. The first one is better, but the second one I do miss too. But I saved a little something to announce because I didn't want the governor to announce all the good news. So I spoke to the Glens, Maid of the Mist, and the governor mentioned how we've been, you know, he's been vital in saving the Maid of the Mist. I think you remember that some years ago. And I talked to the Glens, and next year they're going to be introducing a new product. They're putting the jet boat engines on the Maid of the Mist, and they're calling it the Macho Maid of the Mist. It's 70 miles an hour. You don't need those ponchos. They just blow right off you. The thing literally will go up the falls to Buffalo, back over the falls. This is going to be fabulous, but I wanted to share that bit of news, which you may or may not have heard some rumor about. Governor, you have believed in Western New York and Niagara Falls like no governor has previously. You empowered this region to develop its own plan, which has been so important here in Buffalo as well, all across, especially in upstate New York. We invest in downtowns. We invest, like the DRI today, we invest in the workforce, as we've done in so many workforce development programs here in Niagara Falls, in innovation and in job creation. We've supported a lot of companies in Niagara Falls and tradable sectors of the economy. And those have all had a big impact. I just want to give a few statistics. From 2011 to 2017, private sector jobs grew by 4%, and total wages for private workers grew by almost 20%. Nearly half of all active businesses across Western New York, I think this is a striking statistic, filed to do business in New York State since 2010. Half. More businesses filed in 2017, which is the most recent year for which we have statistics, than in any other year. People are spending more on leisure and hospitality. That's obviously very relevant here. You anchor the tourism hospitality business for Western New York and one of the main anchors across the state. 18.7 million visitors came to Western New York in 2017, which is an astonishing 16% increase in visitation since 2011. Anyone who lives here knows how strong the real estate market has been here. It's been quite remarkable. And hires across Western New York experienced a 27% increase in earnings, which is kind of a stunning number. It's nice to read about our community now nationally, not in a negative way, but in a positive way. And I hope you too have seen the many articles in the New York Times, the Boston Globe, Toronto Star, Washington Post, Wall Street Journal, Forbes, Chicago Tribune. The list is long and wide in terms of the kind of recognition we've been getting in Niagara Falls and Buffalo for the turnaround. So I'm very pleased as well to see in the DRI that there's a big focus on what's been referred to as the Bridge District. I want to thank Jeff and the Western New York Regional Economic Development Council. I call Jeff Mr. Smart Growth himself. He's had a big focus on smart growth in downtowns. And I think the regional council was really smart to recommend Niagara Falls and its focus on smart growth and the revitalization of this, you know, once very vibrant commercial district. That's important for people who live here, and it's important for people who visit here. So I wanted to just add my congratulations and thanks again to the governor. You have, I think, a unprecedented commitment. You've had an unprecedented commitment now for 9 years. The fact that we've been working together for 8 years and I've lost all my hair and he's lost none, the fact that I can't walk and he runs marathons, I find this troubling, actually. But I can't change it, but I do want to recognize it and make him feel bad about it. So anyway, he's done an amazing job for all of us in Western New York. I can't thank him enough, Governor. And
Wow. Well, first of all, I want to do some additional acknowledgments of some friends that we have here in the room. I'd like to welcome Anthony Nemi, Niagara County Legislator. Legislator, raise your hand. From our Niagara Falls City Council, Council members Bill Kennedy, Ezra Scott, and Ken Tompkins. Thank you for being here today. From our Niagara Falls City School District, Superintendent Mark Laurie. And President of the Niagara Falls City School Board, Robert Restaino. Welcome. From Niagara University, one of our great partners in the Bridge District, Deborah Colley, Executive Vice President of Niagara University. Thank you for being here. And I want to welcome our new Executive Director of the Niagara Falls Housing Authority and a former UB football quarterback. Shake his hand, you'll know that right away. Clifford Scott, thank you for being here. Obviously, you know, when you're successful in something like this, there are a lot of people to thank, but I want to recognize three of our department heads that are here today, our two relatively new public safety chiefs, Police Chief Tom Licata and Fire Chief Joe Padula. Thank you for being here today. John Percy from Destination Niagara, our tourism marketing agency. Our Director of Economic Development, Tom DeSantis. I had to say his name here today, right? Chairman of one of our great partner agencies, our Empire State Development affiliate, USA Niagara, former Assemblywoman Francine Del Monte. Thank you for joining us here today. And my colleague, Arthur Lawson, Mayor of the Town of Wilson. Thank you for joining us. So thank you very much, Howard, and thank you, Governor. This is indeed an exciting day for Niagara Falls and for all of Western New York. The fact is, there is no greater friend or champion for our city and for our Western New York region than Governor Andrew Cuomo. Thank you, Governor. Your steadfast commitment to locally driven, bottom-up economic development, including the Regional Economic Development Councils, the Downtown Revitalization Initiative, is paying dividends all across the state. Not only does Governor Cuomo understand the importance of making these targeted investments in our communities, but he understands the needs of our communities. He got up here and very humbly said, well, I don't know Niagara Falls as well as people in this room, and then went about summarizing the situation with the Robert Moses Parkway as well as or better than any of us could have, right? So we know your heart is here in Niagara Falls and that you've been fighting to build a better future for Niagara Falls since the day you took office. And that's why every day that you spend here in Niagara Falls is a great day in the history of Niagara Falls. Absolutely. The governor and Howard mentioned many investments the state has made in partnership with Niagara Falls, and the transformation, I think that's not too strong a word to use, that we have already seen here has been astounding. But of all the projects, the conversion of the Robert Moses Expressway into the Niagara Scenic Parkway has been the most profound. I think at a previous press conference when we were talking about this project, I quoted the Seabees motto, right? And the Seabees motto is, the difficult we do now, the impossible takes a little longer, right? Well, two generations of people here in the city of Niagara Falls thought it was impossible that we would ever see the removal of the Robert Moses Parkway, but somehow, Governor, you made it happen. And I hope that at some point you'll take the time, go down to the construction site, right? Where we're removing a waterfront expressway, expanding the park at the falls, the largest expansion of the park at the falls since it was created in 1885, right? We're in effect bringing the park at Niagara Falls to Main Street. Stand out there. There are no cars left on the parkway anymore. Put a hand up in each direction like this, and you'll know what it felt like to be Moses. Not Robert Moses, Moses of the Old Testament, when he parted the Red Sea, Governor, right? Because you made that happen. right? And, you know, as you stand there on Main Street, at the intersection of Main Street and, you know, the rail line by our new train station, you look one way down the rails and you're looking to Buffalo, Rochester, Syracuse, Albany, and beyond to the great metropolis of New York City. You look in the other direction, Niagara Falls, Ontario, St. Catharines, Hamilton, Burlington, Mississauga, and the expanding Greater Toronto metropolitan area. You look up and down Main Street, you'll see murals being painted by the Underground Railroad Heritage Commission, the National Heritage Area. You might catch the Discover Niagara shuttle carrying tourists up and down the Niagara River Greenway corridor. And, you know, as the guy who saved the Buffalo Bills, it would be entirely appropriate for you at that point to quote Marv Levy, "Where would you rather be than right here, right now?" Thank you. For years, we preached that if we made the right decisions in the public realm, if we created the right infrastructure, private investment would follow, and investors, developers would take a new look at Niagara Falls, and now it is happening right before our eyes. Right? I'm very touched by the thoughtfulness of the DiCamillo family. I've met your mom. I had the chance to meet your late dad. Also met your brother and sister. Say hello to your brother Chris for me when you see him. Tell him not to make bigger headlines than you. You're the superstar of the family. You know, what a wonderful sense of history, and it was, thank you to the DiCamillo family for remembering the governor's family in that way. Could we have another round of applause for them? Also, Governor, if you look just over your left shoulder, the guy sitting behind you is Bob Richardson from Blue Cardinal Capital. We have socially responsible investors that are already taking an interest in the Bridge District because of the fantastic investments that you've made there. So I want to thank the governor for all that he has done for the city of Niagara Falls and for this $10 million award. And, you know, together we're building a brighter future for the people of the city of Niagara Falls. And, you know, Governor, God bless you for your commitment to us here. That concludes our program for today. Governor, do you have an opportunity to come up here? We want to get a couple photos to mark the occasion.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.